Rick Johnson spent his New Year's weekend helping survivors of a massive tornado that roared through Western Carroll and Benton counties early Friday morning. Much of the small community of Cincinnati was wrecked. Rick Johnson is Washington County Emergency Management Deputy Director.
Basically, you know, the original calls started coming in at 6 a.m. on Friday morning, which, you know, most government offices were closed. So we opened the EOC, the Emergency Operations Center, which is here, and then our technical search and rescue teams and others went to the site, as well as a lot of volunteer fire departments and volunteers. And then we went out to the site, too, later in the morning. Of course, it was pretty devastational. Our final count that we showed in working with the Red Cross, I was out there yesterday, was there were 22 major or destroyed homes in Washington County. Most of those Cincinnati area, three of the homes were in the Taneytown area. And of course, there were some homes in Benton County that were also had damage from the tornado. So right now, what the process is people are sorting through their belongings, and a lot of that is already done. A lot of the debris has been cleaned up. The fire station was destroyed. It's been cleaned up.
Three residents died in the storm, and eight remained hospitalized, one in critical condition. No one was killed in Benton County, but five were reported injured, along with 13 homes and five businesses damaged or destroyed. This weekend was extremely cold but dry, so families were able to salvage things. Johnson said with the help of lots of volunteers, a lot of debris has already been cleaned up. On Saturday, Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe declared both Washington and Benton County state disaster areas.
What we're doing right now, I'm working with the Red Cross and other faith-based groups and out there to clean up, is we're trying to ascertain the damage to the people. You know, did they have insurance to help cover their losses? Right now we're finding perhaps many of them did not have insurance that would cover this. So we're trying to compile who had insurance, who had underinsured, and who had no insurance. And from that, we'll give a report through the Arkansas Department of Emergency Management to the governor's office to see if any aid can come forth to help the people in that area.
Despite it being a major holiday, the Washington County Emergency Management Office got lots of calls from volunteer groups, even from out of state. The Red Cross set up operations in the Cincinnati United Methodist Church. But by Sunday, many became concerned that Cincinnati's rural fire department was also wrecked by the tornado, leaving residents without rural fire service.
And we will also work with the fire department, Cincinnati Fire Department, looking at grants or monies that may be available to help them, maybe from the governor's office, maybe from some other grant. But if people want to donate to the fire department out there, most certainly can help them.
The National Weather Service in Tulsa said the rare wintertime tornado due to a confluence of warm Gulf moisture and an Arctic cold front touched down at 6:05 a.m. Friday in Adair County, Oklahoma, twisted across the border into Washington County, leaving a 300-yard-wide path of destruction. The tornado stayed on the ground for 21 miles, ending 3 miles northwest of Taneytown. About a half hour later, portions of Weddington community west of Fayetteville were also affected.
Well, the National Weather Service said it was an EF3 with 140-mile-an-hour sustained wind. So that was their report on it. That was their findings, which is a pretty big tornado for our area.
Only 5% of all tornadoes rate an EF3 designation. And the last time a tornado of this size hit Washington County, meteorologists say, was 60 years ago, in 1954. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.